This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And a good Tuesday afternoon. Hello, everybody.
Woo!
Hi.
Hello. How's the baby girl?
Okay. Well, we learned one thing today.
Okay.
Baby girl does not like vacuums.
Okay. That's good to know.
So I was vacuuming the living room in the 11 o'clock hour today.
Yep. You like to vacuum.
I do like. I like a clean home. And at first, she was confused.
Very leery, a little leery.
Well, no, she was like behind me going, oh, how do I maneuver around him and get to that thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then she finally just full out attacked the vacuum.
Oh.
I mean, trying to bite it.
Right.
Trying to eat it.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? We don't
need to vacuum.
We can wait. And maybe I'll have tea, take her for a walk this evening, and I'll finish vacuuming the home.
Okay, so, you know, you've adopted this sweet baby who was somewhere else for 4 years, probably did not have the best life for 4 years.
It was not the best life.
And maybe in her prior life, loud noises are jarring to her for reasons I don't even want to think about. And so, yeah, if you have to vacuum with her out of the house, I think that's a concession you're probably willing to make.
I think we may have settled on a new name.
Okay. For those of you who missed it yesterday, I think it's weird if you have a dog that is named the same name as your child.
So when we picked up Sweet Baby, little buddy, from the Hope Rescue in Leavenworth on Saturday afternoon, her rescue name was Maya.
Right.
Which happens to be the same name as my youngest daughter.
Yeah. Ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, children, those pet names are off the table.
Yeah. So I'm leaning toward, I haven't told Tasha this yet, but she, like, every morning when I wake up, this is going to be sappy and you're going to make fun of us for
this.
No. Every morning when I wake up, there's a little sticky note on my mirror in the bathroom, and she tells me about how much she loves me and thinks about, and it, you know,
yeah.
I can't believe that after all these years we found each other again. And I know it's cheesy, but I like it.
Yep.
I like it. Well, this morning was a list of potential names for the new dog on a sticky note on the mirror.
Okay. So you're not going to name her Post-it?
No, we're not going to name the dog Post-it.
Okay. I was trying to figure out where you're going with this. Keep going.
One of the names that I really like is Lizzie.
Lizzie, for Thin Lizzy.
Well, for just Lizzie. Yeah, but yeah.
I love it.
Lizzie. My favorite band is Thin Lizzy. Lizzie, short for Elizabeth.
I love Lizzie. So, anything that is not Maya or Sarah or St. Margaret
Well, I'm not going to name the dog St. Margaret.
Or Steve, which would be awkward. It's
Stevie,
a girl.
Stevie was one of the names on the list this morning.
No, that is your brother, adjacent.
That's too close to my brother's name.
So I like Lizzie.
I'm leaning
Lizzie
towards
Lizzie. Lizzie the vacuum destroyer.
Yes.
Right. So I almost died this morning.
Seriously or
no, seriously. You know, there's that moment where something happens and you think just for a split second, had I zigged instead of zagged, or had I been looking down, you know, there before the grace of God go I should have been smashed like a grape.
Yep.
I am over here by the Quick Trip this morning, trying to turn onto Shawnee Mission Parkway, and I'm waiting. I have a red light. I'm sitting there minding my own business, and my light turns green. And you know this. I told you this about a year ago, Scott. When my light turns green, I don't care if it's my own mother.
I agree with you.
Behind the wheel, cross traffic.
I already know what you're going to say.
I don't turn. I wait. Because am I the only one that thinks all over Kansas City that stoplights are just suggested courses of action for most people?
Dana, I am on Team Dana on this one.
Scott, I am sitting there.
I hear you.
My light turns green, but nope, I don't trust nobody.
Mm-mm.
So I look, and a gigantic Enterprise box truck, not the short box truck, the gigantic full-on box truck.
We got to move a lot.
3 seconds after their light is red, a box truck goes flying in front of me. There was a box truck behind that truck, also happened to be Enterprise. I wait, I go to turn, and then I look at the second driver because you know they're driving in tandem. And I throw my hands up like, are you... I think I said blanking kidding me, because I didn't know at that point, is this a corporate truck? And there's two of them. You told me today you can actually rent those for,
you rent them like a U-Haul
to move. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So two idiots on Shawnee Mission Parkway this morning at 7 a.m., one of them blows through the light. The other one stops. Had he not stopped, we would have been 7-8 seconds through, right?
So if you had just blindly gone through this intersection.
Dead like a grape.
Would I be doing this show with Logan and
smashed,
Logan alone?
Smashed like a grape. And I'm here to tell you, I really do think we're living in a day and age where stoplights are just suggestions for people. This was not yellow. This was not step on the gas to beat the yellow. This was a full-on red light, and someone was driving a missile tank death weapon. And I actually have a question about this. If you go to rent one of those cars, it could be anything, Ryder, Enterprise, like U-Haul is a big one.
Now, you talking about cars or are you talking about moving vans?
Big vans.
Okay.
Because that's really the only van you're able to rent without a Class C license, right?
You need a CDL, yes.
Yeah. So if you go to drive one, you're literally driving around in a billboard. Does the company, I almost called this morning. I was so upset because I thought someone so easily could have died. And clearly, the guy behind him wasn't in that big of a hurry. He looked at me and was like, dude, sorry about that. But they're driving a gigantic billboard for a corporation. Well, if someone calls and says, what the hell just happened? What is the action, the recourse there? And my guess is probably nothing. Please don't drive like a jerk with our billboard on the side of the car.
Now, when you say 3 seconds, do you really mean
full
3 seconds?
One, like, 1,000, two, 1,000, three, 1,000. Because I saw him.
Then is that why you didn't go into the intersection?
Yep. I stopped and I looked and I thought he is not going to, he is just, yep, there he goes.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the worst place for me to be, if you want my anxiety to kick into high gear.
Is it the pole position at a red light?
You're damn right it is.
I know it.
I want to be three or four back.
I know. You go first. Somebody else can go first and test the waters.
Like when I end up at a stoplight, if I'm four or five back, I'm in my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Because I know I got four or five guinea pigs in front of me who are going to take the bullet first. It's like, well, I'm not going to compare.
Let me ask you this, Scott. If you know, let's say it's U-Haul, because I really did think it was maybe a corporation thing until you said this morning, no, you can now rent those to move your stuff from point A to point B.
Enterprise is a rental vehicle business.
I did not know that. I thought it was like Enterprise will pick you up, like if you want to go to the airport. This morning it was like Enterprise will kill you before you get to the driving range.
No, Enterprise picks you up to take you to the rental car.
Okay. So you get my point.
Merciful Jesus.
I really feel bad for the company because someone was driving like an idiot in their very, very clear green and black advertisement of a truck. If I had called and said, someone in your truck just blew through a red light at 7 a.m. at mm-hmm. Shawnee Mission Parkway in, what is that, Santa Fe, mm-hmm. what do they do? Sorry, I mean, it's not them.
It's nothing they can do.
It's their truck. There's nothing they can do. If it's U-Haul, I mean, pick your, it doesn't have to be about that. Sure. Ryder.
Yeah, Ryder does it too. It's not them. They're I guess theoretically.
They're not responsible.
But they could be liable.
But they could be liable.
Yeah.
I mean, do they tell you when they give you the keys, hey, have a great move. Try not to kill anyone when you're driving our company truck. That'd be great.
Or maybe if the light turns red, don't go through it 3 seconds after the fact.
We could just wait. Because guess what? It will be green again in just a couple minutes, buddy.
Try not to kill a popular radio host.
Yeah, right?
And make Scott host the show by himself all afternoon.
I hope they're listening. I hope they're listening. And I hope you get rabies, but you also get the vaccine. Because I don't want you to die, but I've heard that that's painful.
But you want them to suffer.
Yeah, just a little bit. The driver number one, not driver number two. Because driver number two saw my mom face.
Maybe they could get a flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, I've heard about that down south. Boil anyone?
Maybe end up in a lake with an alligator. I don't know if we're going to have enough time.
Oh, by the way, I told everyone about that stupid Run, Do Not Walk train wreck. The balloon boy Heaney family, and Logan over here went home last night. He could have watched the Royals game. He could have watched like an Oscar award-winning film.
You wasted an hour of your life, didn't
he
you?
He and his wife watched The Balloon Boy.
We're doing some home improvements at the house, so we got done at like 9 o'clock last night, cooked dinner, and it was like, what do we want to watch? Well, we only have an hour. I was like, well, Dana was talking about this Balloon Boy thing.
This is your biggest mistake.
We vaguely remember it because I was around 10, 11 years old. My wife was like 9 or 10 years old at the time, and we remember it being on the TV, and we sat and watched the documentary last night.
It sucks you in, doesn't it?
It was wild. I mean, first of all, the dad's insane. I don't know what exactly is the culprit of this situation.
Okay, but do you think they're lying?
But I honestly, yeah, I think both sides are lying. I think that they are lying about the situation and that they did play. Maybe they didn't initially think that the child was in there.
Right.
But once they found out that the child wasn't, right, the panic seems slightly real. But once they realized the kid wasn't in there.
Let's ride this balloon all the way to Hollywood.
Yeah, they decided, okay, we're not going to try to cause something here. But I also feel like the police and the law enforcement investigators were very, very sketchy in the way that they handled it legally.
I think they thought pretty quickly, Scott, these parents are lying. And it's called Trainwreck.
Like the police are in on it?
The Balloon Boy. And it is on Netflix. Well, the cops knew kind of right away, wait a minute, when the balloon lands, if you guys all forgot this, it was worldwide news live. Barack Obama was having a town hall that all of the news stations were covering. CNN, MSNBC, everyone drops what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And goes to the live coverage of this helium flying saucer looking ship because they think there's a child inside
of it. No, because America has a very short attention span.
It literally was a shiny object.
We were in the middle of the NBA finals when NBC News broke away and started covering the O.J. Simpson car chase.
Well, that's a little different.
Correct.
That's a little different.
Okay.
Anyway, it is called Trainwreck Balloon Boy.
Now we're going to watch all the other ones, too.
Oh, I
have to watch all the other ones. The Astro World and Woodstock 99. And
wait, you guys have too much sugar in your systems. All right. Everybody, pull back. First of all, you have to go to Poop Cruise next.
Correct.
Okay.
Clearly.
That's next on the list,
now,
for sure.
Now, is Balloon Boy a run, do not walk?
Run. But you'll feel guilty about it when you're done.
Okay, now what's next on yours, Astro World?
Oh, no, we already started it last night, Scott, because once you start watching Trainwreck, you realize that we are surrounded.
I don't have to watch it. I live it.
By completely stupid people. We watched the one last night called Storm Area 51. Remember that?
Was that 1994 when they stormed Area 51 demanding answers?
Oh, this was like during the COVID wasn't this during the pandemic?
It was not that long ago, Scott. And I looked at Johnny last night and I go, do you want to watch another train wreck? And he goes, yeah, because they're only an hour, right? They're like an hour. It is, we are surrounded by extremely stupid people who vote, by the way. Scott, do you know how many people RSVP'd to go storm Area 51?
And for what purpose did they storm Area 51?
To figure out what, quote, is really going on there. An active United States military base. Forget about the aliens. It is a United States military base.
Right. 913-586-7798.
You are going to want to leave these shows and join Menza. You are going to feel so smart. When you watch these shows, you're going to go, you know what? At least I'm not that guy.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You're telling me that Poop Cruise generated an audience equivalent to what Friends would get in their heyday?
21 million people tuned in, and it jumped to number one within days. And then more train wreck episodes followed. But I'm asking a serious question. What does it say about us that we are drawn to this? It's chaos. Like, look at those people on that cruise ship. So glad that's not me. Or look at those idiots trying to storm Area 51. How dumb do you have to be that you think that's going to work out well for you? Do we have the trailer?
All right, push pause. Did he say, I have night vision, man? Do you think that the federal government, Scott, and the military doesn't have better night vision?
The people that they interview are going to make you feel very, very good about the education you received here.
Do you know who doesn't need night vision, Scott? Unmanned drones.
I mean, there are so many times in this series, someone goes, well, they can't catch all of us.
Yes, they can.
Oh my God, it's a military base. Keep playing it.
Oh my God, they're so dumb.
No, okay. You're not. No one is storming here.
There's a reason you have less than $1,000 in your bank account. And it's because you are in your 50s and not smart.
Okay, Scott, he posted this as a joke. He literally, oh, let's all go storm Area 51. He goes to bed.
This is a bad idea.
And the next morning he wakes up and everyone is like attending. And it just goes from 1,000 people to 10,000 to 1,000,000. Like everyone is just going to go. There's one sheriff, by the way.
You don't need a sheriff. It's a military base.
Area 51 is in the middle of nowhere. There's one gas station with one bathroom. And 1,000,000 people say they're going to go to this thing.
Okay.
We can't shoot all of us.
Yes, they can.
Unforeseen levels of unemployment out of this group.
I got night vision goggles. Yeah. Okay. Okay, buddy.
And for whatever reason, the Air Force decided to pass when offered, do you want night vision goggles? The entire Air Force just said, no, we're good.
$1 trillion defense budget. We don't need night vision.
And the phones are already ringing back to my question. I'm being serious. What does it say about us that, okay, yeah, there's 1,000,000 people that wanted to go do this, but there's 21 million people watching those idiots. Like, so what does that say about us?
Easily entertained.
Yep.
Here's what it is. If I can be perfectly blunt, it's the McDonald's to a fine meal of entertainment. It's easy and it's quick.
It's 45 minutes.
It tastes good.
Yeah.
But it's real quick.
You get a couple laughs out of it.
Yeah, we'll get in there. There's going to be people on the bottom deck of this boat and there's poop everywhere. And there's going to be people threatening to take over an Air Force base that is heavily guarded, very classified, and they think that they can do it. And we're just going to sit there and think to ourselves a number of things. Number one, I'm not that dumb and I'm not that unlucky.
Exactly where I was going, Scott. Like, you walk away with it with more confidence. Like, oh, you know, I may not know everything, but I know that's stupid. And I would never do something like that.
Let's go to Jerry. God. Jerry in the Northland. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, it's actually Gary, but that's okay.
Gary, beg your pardon.
Okay, so real quick, also, I think part of it is that we can feel better about ourselves when we watch other people be just this bad.
There's certainly something to that.
Okay, but I got to say, I didn't know this was a series, and the only one I've seen is Woodstock 99. You got to move it up your list. How more people didn't end up in prison is amazing.
Yeah.
The only two that we've seen, and by we, I mean me and T, is we saw Trainwreck Woodstock and we saw Trainwreck Poop Cruise. And you're right about Woodstock.
It's just debauchery, craziness. Okay, but then you also have to look up, and I don't know if they ever got the documentary done on this, but there was a music festival held in Sedalia at the fairgrounds years and years ago, and it got so bad they had to shut the fairgrounds down and, like, dig the dirt out.
Oh.
Why?
Because it was just everything everywhere.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, and they had to, like, re-dirt the fairgrounds or whatever because it was so bad.
Okay, I smell what you're cooking in the kitchen, okay, brother?
It was in 1974. It was the Ozark Music Festival. They made a Senate committee to investigate what happened at this festival. I'm interested in knowing more.
Wow. Rachel in Olathe. Rachel, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I second Woodstock 99. That is a really good documentary. And you can't name a festival Woodstock and have Rage Against the Machine and Limp Bizkit. Like, it's going to go wrong.
Right.
But also, Mayor of Mayhem. Has anyone seen that?
It's in my queue, but what is it?
It is, he's the mayor, I believe, of Ontario. And he.
Oh, Rob Ford. Rob Ford.
Yes. Videotape smoke and crack. And the town still loves him.
Because it would cause mass mayhem.
Well, it's not just... I'm sorry.
May
Did
what?
Did you say...
Mayhem.
Mayhem. I think Rob Ford, Rachel, is still in office.
I'm not going to ruin it for you. So just watch it.
Well, I just know that he was... when there was talk about Canada becoming the 51st state, he was on the news a lot. And I thought he was still in office.
He definitely ran for sure.
He's like the Marion Barry of Toronto.
Yeah, and his brother ran as well.
Okay.
I can't remember his name, but it's really good. You should watch it.
All right. Thank you for the advice.
All right.
Be well. Take care. All right. Bye-bye. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party in...
So, are you ready to feel old?
Rue McClanahan old? Yes.
When I get done with this story, older.
Oh, gosh. Don't tell me I'm older than the Golden Girls. Please don't. Okay.
Just stand by. Okay. As I was reading the story earlier today in the USA Today, sitting there at my desk at my home office, I thought of you, Dana.
Yep, great.
The Golden Girls turns four decades this year.
Okay.
40 years old this year, that show first debuted on TV.
And I felt like they were all in their 80s when they filmed that.
They kind of looked it.
They kind of looked it.
Because we were young. We were teenagers at the time. And so, by the way, it's on Hulu. If you want to watch it, there were 7 seasons.
Oh, my gosh. Betty White. What a treasure.
Back in the day, they would do 20-something episodes a season. Yes. So there's probably 100 episodes that you can watch. More than 100, actually. All right. How old are you?
51, Scott. I don't want to know.
Okay, so Sophia, the mom,
yes,
who was actually, I believe,
younger
than Bea Arthur,
yep,
who played her daughter on the show. Sophia was cast as a 79-year-old woman.
Ma was 79 years old. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In season one. Mm-hmm. Okay. The youngest Golden Girl was Blanche.
Blanche.
Yeah.
Blanche Devereaux.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware.
So Blanche on the first season would have been 53. How old are you again?
51.
Okay.
God.
Rose.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sweet Rose.
Mm-hmm. On season one would have been 55.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorothy would have been 54.
Dorothy. I will tell you this. If you do not know the joy of following the Golden Girls on Facebook, I urge you to run, do not walk, and follow all of the Golden Girls clips. Because at night,
they're,
you know,
funny.
When I'm winding down, it's just all of the one-liners, really, of Dorothy making fun of Blanche with her dating life and the men coming in. Those one-liners, those zingers, are
funny.
So funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rose, you know, would always say something not quite right. And so I do. I watch a lot of those clips before I go to bed.
There were 180 episodes of The Golden Girls.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a treasure that was.
And it turns 40 years old this year.
I'm so sorry. I've never seen an episode.
Oh, it's so good. You would love it.
You would love it.
You would love it.
It's very funny.
I'm an old school TV guy. My favorite television show of all time is MASH. So
oh, yeah.
I feel like I could get down with that.
Yeah.
I think women loved Golden Girls more for all the obvious reasons than the men did, but it's timeless.
I loved it.
It's timeless unless you're 51
the
right now.
The wit was quick.
Oh, so
but
quick.
But here's the thing, and I thought about this morning, because I did watch it when I was a teenager. I thought it was very funny. I thought it was very quick-witted. You thought that they were
old. Oh, I'm aware.
And now...
We're old.
I'm 54. I'm the median age of the Golden Girls.
Yeah, but you're like, we don't look like that. I mean,
we don't.
We all think that as we get older. You know that.
We're not all living in the same house and retired and sex deprived. Well,
Not Blanche.
A manhunt for the suspect in the Tennessee killings of 4 people and the kidnapping of a baby ended this morning. Thank God.
Well, I saw him last night, like on a trail camera or something.
Well, he was on a Ring doorbell,
trying to break into something.
He didn't try to break in. He knocked on the door. There was no answer. Then he jiggled the handle.
Oh my God, that's the stuff of nightmares. He had a gun.
With a gun.
Yeah, gun, backpack.
Mm-hmm. The manhunt is over. Austin Drummond, 28 years old, taken into custody in Jackson, Tennessee, by the TBI after a week-long manhunt. He had been considered armed and dangerous because, I don't know, he was. He is the prime suspect in the July 29th killings of 4 people and then the kidnapping of a small baby.
Is this the one where the 4 were found dead in their car and he dropped the baby off in someone's front yard?
I don't believe they were found dead in a car.
Okay.
I believe they were in a home.
Okay.
The baby was abandoned in a random person's front yard.
Good God.
This is how great authorities are. Investigators, how they figured out how this baby dropped off in a random front yard belonged to this family. Then they go to that house
and they're all deceased
and they're all dead. Yeah.
All right. The police Facebook post of
no motive, by the way,
the week, goes to our friends over at Gladstone. And I'm just going to read their post last night. There's a photo, of what appears to be a man crouched down behind a shed with a very bright spotlight on him as he tries unsuccessfully to hide.
Oh, okay? Yeah, I saw this story.
From Gladstone Police. Your hide-and-seek champion, not really, caught in backyard bushes. Officers found a wanted man near Northeast 56th Terrace and North Indiana Avenue. He had a felony warrant for assault in the second degree and a $100,000 bond and apparently no interest in sticking around. As soon as the suspect saw officers, he ran, leaping fences like he was auditioning for a low-budget action movie. Officers gave chase, aided by Clay County Sheriff, City of North Kansas City Police, K-9 Mac, and a drone. As the K-9 tracked the suspect's path, officers spotted a pair of shoes poking out from a bush. Not the most subtle hiding spot. As officers approached, the suspect emerged from the bushes, crawling like a bear, possibly hoping to pass his local wildlife. Unfortunately for him, the game was over. He was taken into custody.
Good.
So hats off that they caught him.
But
also, great description.
Very well written. You know, I actually like that police departments are starting to do this.
Yeah, when some dingbat
where they're making fun
skips
of
out
morons.
On his felony warrant, doesn't show up to court, and then runs and tries to hide. And which, by the way, if you ever seen one of those strobe lights on a police car for any reason, even if you've been pulled over at night, you're not going to escape that strobe light.
No, but I love the description: jumping over fences like he's auditioning for a low budget
action movie.
Well, that's funny.
I thought it was
that
very
was
funny.
Very well written. Good for them. Story here from the USA Today. Taking a walk in the Midwest today is a different experience than it was 30 years ago. That is because butterfly populations in the Midwest are in precipitous decline.
No.
With all 136 species examined in a recent study either flat or declining in population. Quoting here from Wendy Leuenberger of Michigan State University. We expected to find that at least some species had done well over the last 32 years. She was taken aback by the findings. Some of the most common species like monarchs are still present, but in fewer numbers. And, quote, you're less likely to spot rare species of butterflies as well. These are all changes that have occurred during my lifetime, which is humbling. They did not evaluate the drivers of the decline, but the time frame is paralleled to the widespread use of insecticide class called...
Yeah, common spelling.
Neonicotinoids, which were introduced in 1994.
We are part of that migration every year where millions of them come through, especially the monarchs, on their way down to Mexico. And we were looking at this last year. You can actually take a monarch migration trip down to Mexico. And there have been news stories done on this. You would love this, Scott. And they all...
Is there a beach involved?
Well, yes. And one of the things I asked one of the travel agents, because we were looking at doing this for a charity auction item last year, was I said, well, it's not like the butterflies all go to the same spot. And she goes...
Yeah, they do.
Actually, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And I go, in Mexico? Like, Mexico's a big place. She goes, yeah. Like, look it up. Billions of them go to this one place in Mexico. Huh. And, you know, it's not Cancun. But they come through Kansas City every year on their migration on the way down. And it makes me so sad that their numbers are dwindling. There are local programs here, Scott, where you can tag them. You can tag a monarch here. Then if they find the tagged monarch down there, see if your tagged monarch
made
a successful migration.
Correct and incorrect, Dana. They do. Some of the migrating monarchs do go to the Yucatan Peninsula.
Oh, those are the lost ones. We call those Dana.
No, those are the partiers.
What are you doing over there?
Most of them go into central Mexico, though. But there is a handful that go to California out of Nevada and Colorado, et cetera. And then the ones that come straight through Kansas City end up in central Missouri.
On their way to... Yeah, it's called Mariposa. I remember this because I researched this last year. Mariposa. And when I say billions, I mean, Scott, it's hard to describe
the
numbers. They're, you wouldn't be able to walk. They cover every square millimeter of space during that migration.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. Though his mind is not for rent, don't put him down.
of a man killed in that partial roof collapse at the Family Dollar store has filed a wrongful death lawsuit in Jackson County Court.
She's going to win.
Vicki Banks' lawsuit names Arthur Fell's company, the property owner, and Family Dollar Stores of Missouri LLC and Family Dollar Inc. Among the allegations included, the lawsuit was filed yesterday, are that, quote, defendants had a duty to maintain the store and its structural integrity, including the roof, in a reasonably safe manner. I think most people would agree with that. Mm-hmm. 69-year-old Larry Banks died July 27th. When part of the roof collapsed and Banks was trapped in the rubble. There was a woman who survived who was in critical condition.
Mm-hmm. Also,
she is also, yeah, suing the same companies. And, you know, there were days that went by with people saying both inside the store and out, this something's wrong here. It's tilting. The entire building was tilting.
Now, did you say the city of Kansas City was mentioned? I didn't hear that, the name of the city.
Nope.
Huh. Even though they sent an inspector out there several days prior.
Who took a photo of the
noxious
building
weeds.
That was clearly listing. And in the report, it said building tilting.
But in the report, it said that. But the city is not mentioned.
I don't see it.
Interesting.
It says defendants had a duty to warn invitees, including plaintiff, of any hazardous, dangerous, or deceptive conditions that they knew or should have discovered with, quote, ordinary or reasonable care due to the corner of the roof visibly sagging for at least 2 days before the collapse. Hmm. And I can't disagree with that.
The Justice Department, this is according to CNN, they're the only ones with this story. The Justice Department has an audio recording of the interview it conducted with Ghislaine Maxwell last month, and the administration is considering releasing a transcript of the interview publicly.
Good.
According to three senior administration officials who spoke with CNN. The existence of the recording had not been previously known.
Well, of course they recorded it.
And comes, actually, there were some legal experts on CNN today who were surprised they recorded it. Not surprised they had transcripts.
When the feds go in to interview you about a sex trafficking operation, there were legal experts that were surprised they recorded that?
Because they weren't sure of the motive of the interview.
Okay.
Was this to protect certain people? Was this to begin the process of a pardon? Was this to expedite her move to a lower... Yeah. Security prison in Texas, et cetera, et cetera. The existence of blah, blah, blah. Administration officials are currently discussing whether to release the transcript. I want to hear the audio.
I do too.
Of Maxwell's interview. Because I don't trust the transcript. I trust the audio.
I don't even know that I trust the audio anymore. Look at what Sam's done to us. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And the United States is apparently planning to install this is from CNBC, I'm not making this up, to deploy a small nuclear power plant to the surface of the moon before China and Russia are able to do so in 2030. This is according to Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, who is serving as the agency's acting administrator. The work would be done in 2029, 4 years. China and Russia are aiming to deploy a nuclear reactor to the moon by the mid-2030s to power a joint base, according to officials in Moscow and Beijing.
We couldn't get the last two astronauts home.
That was from the International Space Station.
I'm aware.
That wasn't from the moon.
It sounds like a Despicable Me headline.
It does,
sounds like something
it?
Gru's talking about. He couldn't steal the moon, so he's going to put a nuclear power plant on it instead.
The moon. It's one of the funniest cartoons in history.
A reactor with a 100 kilowatt output, which is what they might be talking about putting on the moon, could power about 80 U.S. homes. By contrast, the average nuclear reactor on the ground here on Earth can power 700,000 homes. This would be a very small reactor on the surface of the moon. Would they even need to send people up with it? Or do you just drop it off like an Amazon package? Huh. The United States wants to put a nuclear reactor on the moon in 2029.
Okay. At what point, when we come back, does a city come together and say, no more? We are no longer going to allow people to knock down houses and put bigger ones in their place 9 times in one block.
You mean the McMansion craze?
Oh, it's coming to a head. I'm surprised it actually took this long.
Oh.
I'm surprised it took this long.
Okay. Look forward to that. 913-586-7798. Logan Weber, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ, the news is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.